brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura really boiled it down. The government's been caught lying, killing, stealing, staging events to get us into wars, lying about WMDs, lies, and then lies all over the official story of Bin Laden shooting back, not shooting back, that Obama watching it live in the Situation Room, didn't, buried at sea. That's why so many Americans in polls that are out there now are not buying this. Now, I want to recap. I mean, here's an example. New York Post said that that Jesse's now reversed his position, and there was no link to it, so I did intensive searching and found he hadn't done any interviews in over a month. He's been in Mexico. Besides, I know when they get ready to do interviews, they call me. Either his son does or one of his publishers. And I knew he hadn't done and I said, sir, did you say you retract your position? He said, no. New York Post is a pack of liars. New York Post page 6 has been caught in gossip threatening people to write bad things about them if they don't pay them money. Rupert Murdoch's outfit has been caught wiretapping people for data when he's not pushing global warming taxes. So that was incredible. I mean, these people are just amazing. They're hoax masters. The birtherism is dead, are the headlines, because of the new fake long form. He probably was born there. I've always said that. The point is they want to make it a debate. The point is that birth certificate's fake. And they made it fake to make everybody fight over it. And the point is they say, oh, the deatherism is dead now that they've released the videos of Bin Laden. What, 4 of the 5 were released years ago? In 2 minutes, you can pull up that it's the same old videos? I mean, they think we are so dumb. I don't know. They may have killed the Easter Bunny last Sunday in there. The Lucky Charms guy. I don't know. The point is, I know they're a pack of liars. I mean, do you do business with people that have cheated you once, twice, three times? If I think somebody's trying to cheat me, I don't work with them. You cheat me once, I never talk to you again. You cheat me twice, cheat me once, shame on you. Cheat me twice, shame on me. How about thousands of times? Lying, stealing, manipulating, manufacturing. And we just sit there and go, oh, take my rights, the terrorists are going to get me, the terrorists are going to get me. I want to recap the incredible developments of the announcement of more and more media takeover by government, break-ins on your cell phones, no travel list, just absolutely incredible information. Coming up after this break. And then I want to go through the 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. We're going to go over that. And then we're going to take your calls, but specifically from military and police, because I've heard police on talk radio going, I don't believe the SEALs got their reports wrong 5 times of what happened in there. That's a lie. I want to hear from you, your view of how obvious it is to have the government saying they're going to break in over the cell phones, the TV, the radio, with these announcements, and no travel list on trains that are going to expand to cars, no work list, all being announced. What do military people, what do police, because you're the folks they're going to try to use against the American people. And I've been to your drills. I know they've trained all the local police for riot control and martial law, and it's now been declassified. I just knew about it a decade ago. I mean, have you chosen a side? Do you recognize what's going on here? So the Bin Laden situation, the lies of that, I want to get your take. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. As you heard former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, he can't believe any of it because they've lied to him so much. I mean, it'd be like a wife or a husband. If you caught your husband cheating on you once and they said, baby, I'll never do it again, I promise. And you caught him a week later in bed with another woman. And baby, I promise. Maybe you get suckered. Then a month later, caught again. Baby, I swear never again. Catch him again. Catch him again. Catch him again. Baby, I promise I wouldn't. Baby. What's this bra doing in the back of your car? I promise, baby. I promise. I'm not lying to you, baby. Oh, you know.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to recap our top stories, get to some other news I haven't covered yet. And at the bottom of the hour, you can start calling in now. I want to hear from police, military, because if tyranny is going to come to our door, it's going to come in a uniform. More and more, it's going to come in the form of citizen spy networks. In fact, let's cue up Obama's clip about the domestic security force and that Rahm Emanuel clip as well. And then we're going to go over the 10 facts that prove that Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax that I promised to get to yesterday and ran out of time and didn't. But for those that just joined us, it has been announced the internal passport for America. We have those articles up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you notice they catch Bin Laden and they say, now we've got to take more of your rights. We've got to have TSA at shopping malls. They were announcing that, by the way, before the Bin Laden capture. There's buried nukes. We've got to search everybody everywhere. On its face, and this is what I want to ask police and military, if they're conscious and realize this, because they're trained in this. The general public may not, but this is something really a five-year-old should be able to figure out. 250,000 miles of rail, close to 3 million miles of paved roads. If there was 100 Al-Qaeda in America with plastic explosives or weapons, how do you stop them from driving a truck up beside an Amtrak on the hundreds of thousands of miles of track and blowing it up? The answer is you don't. How do you stop Al-Qaeda from walking into a rural McDonald's and shooting people? You don't. You can only control your borders. And in every case, the underwear bomber, on record, the government helped get him on the plane. We told you that a month and a half before it was in the news with eyewitnesses on board the aircraft. We got Kurt Haskell on. Turned out it was all true. I mean, we're supposed to forget this? I meant to ask Ventura about the articles about Al-Qaeda being the core of the resistance against Gaddafi, funded by our government. Al-Qaeda funded against the Serbs by our government. Al-Qaeda funded against the Russians. It never ends. These people were made by the crooks that run America. I had Steve Pachenik on last week, who was involved in creating Al-Qaeda and Taliban, on record. Dr. Pachenik, about Israel being involved with bin Laden. Saudi Arabians. I mean, it's time to grow up. They use this group to menace us. They use Al-Qaeda commanders to find brainwashed Muslim extremists who will attack us, and the patsies believe they're doing it for Allah. So there are some real events happening, but I got a better chance of dying from a bolt of lightning. I got a better chance, and I don't care if it was the number one cause of death. You don't take my rights away and make me a slave with German shepherds and checkpoints and people molesting folks as children in the name of security. It has nothing to do with it. We've gotten the internal Homeland Security reports. Scores of them. State reports, federally prepared reports. It's all about the American people. They got Homeland Security watching Ron Paul events. Don't let that intimidate you, folks. They leak that stuff to intimidate you. Well, I'm not the criminal. I'm not the terrorist. So I say to the police, come on now. First the airports, now the train stations, the bus stations, the highways. And months ago, they were running checkpoints in Miami, sticking hands down pants. In Dallas, in Tennessee. I mean, they pull you over now. And they're going to, it's all about you will submit to my will. Now they're serving out the shotgun blast delivered high-powered tasers that they say delivers a lot more electricity. The regular tasers are killing people left and right. I mean, I saw footage last week up in Illinois, just college students out. And they had the police and sound cannons attack them out of the blue. It's any excuse to attack us, to set the precedent, because the police and the military, like it or not now, you work for the big foreign banks that have taken America down, stole us blind. And the globalists want to break our will and bring us into tyranny now. You better grow up and realize that. I want to hear from military. I mean, do you understand that this configuration of random TSA checkpoints and highway checkpoints and buses and all this, when the supposed Al-Qaeda stuff in the bin Laden cache says that Al-Qaeda wants to break rail lines, how does searching everyone getting on a train protect you from someone attacking a rail line? It doesn't. And there's no way to defend rail lines. There's no way to defend rail lines. You understand that? There's no way. Plus, it's a fake threat. Meanwhile, 30,000 plus deaths in the last 3 years, 2.5 years, on the U.S.-Mexico border. Every week they're finding mass graves in Arizona and Texas with hundreds of dead bodies, dead children. I mean, they take whole families that try to sneak across and don't pay the Mexican coyotes the money, and they blow children's heads off. Do you hear big news freakouts? Do you hear everybody hyper? No. The kidnappings exploding from Austin, Texas to Tucson, Arizona, you hear nothing. And then I have this report out of Reuters today. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state, which is this pro-Mexico open border operation, which is what the globalists had planned all along, and they're moving forward to get the signatures to go to the legislature and break the state up. You know, under the Constitution, states have that much power. The people have the power to create new unions, new systems. But when we want to get our republic back and restore the republic, ooh, it's secession. It's dirty. It's evil to get the states back to go take the federal government over, as they're designed to do, to kick the globalist out. Oh, that's terrorism. That's secession. But when the pro-Mexico, pro-narco terrorist, 87 miles into the U.S., federal signs saying Americans don't go into this area, 87 miles of it, Tucson running the whole operation traitorously, Reuters reporting they want to secede and basically join an enclave. It's like South Ossetia and Georgia joined Russia. I mean, that is just incredible. And it's not a bang, but a whimper. Oh, yeah, half Arizona is about to basically secede to Mexico. And it's just, oh, that's cute and sweet. And Obama is in Texas today, about to travel to Austin and shut down all the highways as usual for his lordship to raise millions of dollars here. And he's down there courting the illegal alien vote. Obama courts Latino voters with immigration speech. So there's a whole failed state, collapsed war going on, total bedlam in Mexico, and that's not a threat. No. No. We've got to protect hundreds of thousands of miles of rail line, upwards of 3 million miles of paved roads. I mean, just magically. And see, oh, Al-Qaeda's going to hit the train stations. Now it's down the road they're going to hit. Now it's the whole city is under martial law. Oh, you don't have your rights. Don't like the naked body scanner? We'll grope you. Now, all will be body scanned, and then all will be groped. TSA always says, don't like being groped? Body scan. I've been there. I've watched it in San Jose and other places, and it's been confirmed. They run women and children through to train them to break their will, and then they take them out, and then they grope them after the body scan. And here's the news. Here we are, April 21st. Are you scared yet? Big sis to beam terror warnings to your iPhone. PrisonPlanet.com. Here's February 8th, Infowars.com. Obama launches total media takeover system of the entire infrastructure wired in with hard break-ins so that the government can take over cell phones, computers, AM, FM, UHF, VHF, cable, everything. Here's my February 8th video, 13 minutes long. Obama launches total takeover of media, emergency alert system. Now, I told you this months ago. Here it is, beta tested. National emergency alert system set to launch in New York City as a beta test. The grid is already built into all the phones. Senator Franken wants to investigate while all the phone companies are spying on your location and listening to you because it's federal regulations, and he knows that. He's there to give government cover so folks don't know what's happening. Franken takes on smartphone apps. Oh, give me a sickening break. So it's now being announced. Here's our article from April 21st. DHS launches new alert system designed to terrorize the public. Now it's going to be individual alerts with your name on it to freak you out worse. They've already got control freak cowards seeing a box in Dallas. Total shot down, hysteria, fear. The cops are like, that's good. Learn to love us. We're the mafia. Do whatever we say. Box falls off a truck in Austin. $1 million robots, highway shut down, total fear. The cops blow the box up to create a subconscious illusion it was a real bomb. They have unannounced drills at schools saying homeschoolers have attacked, gun owners have attacked, anti-immigrants have attacked. The parents don't get mad at the government doing unannounced brainwashing, terrorizing drills. They get mad that they have to do this because of the gun owners. It's all completely transparent. Meanwhile, don't videotape them groping a baby or groping your own daughter. They'll arrest you. Well, good, arrest everybody, you crooks. Four detained at videotaping DIA security checkpoint. Oh, as if terrorists don't know what a checkpoint is. It's all baloney. The terrorists, like Mutalib, get led on the plane in Amsterdam. For 2 years, they knew what Major Hassan was planning in communication with Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA operative, and they blocked anybody from stopping him. Same with 9/11. They run the terrorists because they want to set up a police state grid to rob you. I want everybody to get this straight. You think you're a good old boy, and just because you put a hunting season is open for terrorists in the back of your car, really, those terrorists are U.S. government agents. You better not mess with them. You try to actually go after real terrorists, see what happens to you. FBI will lock you up so fast it'll make your head spin. FBI agents that tried to stop the hijackers lost their jobs or were demoted. You don't touch Al-Qaeda, the pride of the New World Order attacking Gaddafi right now. You don't touch their men. You don't touch their secret army. You don't touch the knife they used to slit America's throat to take our liberties and our freedoms and set up a total control grid. Now, getting to the biggest news, Chuckie Schumer comes out with this no-fly, no-buy list. Comes out with this no-fly, no-buy list where you can't get your gun. Remember? Emanuel wanted that. Well, now it's back. No drive, no buy, no work, no travel. It's on a national database where you got to swipe your card and have permission. And they can turn that card off, and you don't just not get food. You don't have a job. Then you go live in the ghetto, and then they come and round you up. Nazi Germany, a.k.a. Chucky Schumer.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There was a time 40 years ago in England they rebelled against even having ID cards because they knew that that was police state. Because they always use them then for internal passports. Now the government's come out and said you will have an internal passport and we will, outside of courts, outside of law, put you on secret list and they confirm for political reasons where you have no life. And folks are like, I better do what they say or I won't be able to travel or have a job. Well, that's total tyranny. These people are crooks. We come back from break, military, police, and others, Jeff, Matt, Scott, Chris, Randy, we're going to get to you. But here's the issue. This whole architecture of Homeland Security is designed on the surface for the American people. Checkpoints at trains and highways is not to get terrorists, folks. It's for the American people. Sticking their hands down one-year-old baby's diapers and checking for poop bombs, as we saw yesterday, is about training the parents that they're criminals and to have their space violated. We're all getting our prisoner training. And it's all being done so the globalists can steal everything. See, a lot of folks are like, well, I don't mind tyranny. Oh, really? Do you know with tyranny comes being poor, having no rights? So are our police and military and bureaucrats going to go along with this? Are they going to speak out? Is it such a peer pressure culture? We'll find out. Now, getting more into this, here are 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Paul Joseph Watson. Merely a week after President Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden, there is literally a deluge of evidence that clearly indicates the whole episode has been manufactured for political gain and to return Americans to a state of post-911 intellectual castration so that they can be easily manipulated in the run-up to the 2012 election. Here are 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Before last Sunday's raid, every intelligence analyst, geopolitical commentator, or head of state worth their salt was on record as stating that Osama bin Laden was already dead and that he probably died many years ago. From veteran CIA officer Robert Baer to former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto to, she was current when they killed her, to former FBI head of counterterrorism Dale Watson. In addition, back in 2002, Alex was told directly by two separate high-level sources in the Bush administration. Let me find the spot I was, by two separate high-level sources that bin Laden was already dead and that his death would be announced at the most politically opportune moment. Top U.S. government insider, Dr. Steve R. Pachinik, a man who held numerous different influential positions under five different presidents serving as deputy assistant secretary under the Nixon, Ford, and Carter, told the Alex Jones Show last week that bin Laden died of Marfan syndrome shortly after he was visited by CIA physicians at the American Hospital in Dubai in July of 2001. And his family was told you'll get billions more in contracts to build, exclusively to build U.S. bases in the Middle East, which they got. You've been good helpers. Let us do this and say you're the guy that did it. You'll be seen as a hero in the Middle East, hated in America. And he said, absolutely, I salute you, and died. And they said, well done, and the rest is history. Did they bring his frozen body in and shoot some holes in it and have the SEALs take it out? Who knows? Number two, the official narrative of how the raid unfolded completely collapsed within days of its announcement. First, there had to be a 40-minute shootout. Then there was no shootout. Just one man was armed. Just bin Laden was armed. Then he was not. First, bin Laden used his wife as a human shield and then did not. First, the compound was described as a $1 million mansion. Then it turned out to be a rubbish-strewn, dilapidated compound that was worth less than a quarter of that. Almost every single aspect of the official narrative has changed since Obama first described the raid last Sunday as the White House struggles to keep its story straight. Three, the alleged body of bin Laden was hastily dumped in the sea to prevent any proper procedure for identification. The White House claimed that this was in accordance with his normal Islamic burial rituals. However, numerous Muslim scholars over the globe disputed the claim, pointing out that Muslims can only be buried at sea if they die at sea. While the White House claimed that bin Laden's death was May 1st, was proven DNA and facial recognition, just like WMD documents, such proof was never released for public scrutiny after the Obama administration refused to release photos of bin Laden's dead body, suggesting a cover-up. They just say, I get these emails going, well, they have DNA and body scan. And, well, they could tell me they have that for Santa Claus. I mean, this is a group of known criminal, drug, narcotics, trafficking, DynCorp, Halliburton, U.S. government, U.N. child kidnapping ring people. Don't believe me? Just search U.N. child kidnapping. I mean, it's a murdering group of total scumbags. The average beat cop's out there writing tickets has no idea what's going on. The average military person doesn't. You better grow up and look into who you're working for. We don't have much more time. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Despite the fact, number four, the White House released Situation Room photos, which reported to show Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, the rest of the Obama security staff of criminals, watching the raid, which killed bin Laden live. It was later admitted to CIA Director Leon Panetta that Obama did not have the raid because the live feed was cut before the SEALs entered the compound. Yeah, because they didn't want the Easter Bunny being on video. Then it goes on to that whole defining moment they put out and said was him watching. It was fake. Of course it was a staged photo. Any idiot could look at it and tell it was staged. You can look at a photo and you can tell if something's acting or real. I mean, you see it. They're a bunch of actors, a bunch of scum, a bunch of narcotics trafficking filth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shot.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, it's time for people to grow up and think about all the lies we've been told. Governments all over the world, including ours, caught killing our troops in test, killing foster children, shooting people up all over the world with all these different diseases, polio, syphilis. And it's like, but let's trust them. They're nice. CIA aircraft crashing full of pure cocaine. Local cops bust them in Florida. They flash CIA badges. The cops go ahead and arrest them. That was in Esquire a decade ago. They're released. Government shipping narcotics across the Texas border. I mean, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. Now I got to have checkpoints where they want to take my blood and stick their hands down my pants and ask me about narcotics. I mean, give me a break. Drug ads pushing the molecular, almost identical drugs as a prescription. And everybody, come on in. Just come on in. It's all right. Just come on in. I mean, you know, we've got all this stuff going on. Thank you. We've got all this stuff happening. We've got all this stuff unfolding. And it just goes on and on and on. And this servile, domesticated, cowardly population being scared by this sock puppet that has a beard and a turban on it. Give me your rights. Give me your bank account. Give me all your data. I'm going to spy on you without warrants to keep you safe it's elementary. Now, internal checkpoints. I want to go to all these calls. Number five, even mainstream journalists began to cast suspicion on the official narrative behind the raid when the media reported that Al-Qaeda itself had confirmed every detail of Obama's address to the nation. However, the conduit of such a claim was, in fact, the organization called SITE, which is a notorious Pentagon propaganda front run by the daughter of a former Israeli spy that has been caught on numerous occasions releasing fake cartoonish Al-Qaeda videos. And we have links to that and how the U.S. government funds it and how they released videos from years ago and said they were new. That's how dumb they think you are. They hate you. And they go, wow, we get caught dealing drugs and don't get in trouble. We'll just, wow, we're running giant child kidnapping rings. Why not do more? These people let us do anything. And the most sickening, murdering criminals get into government now and corporations and recruit more criminals. And they're just like, my gosh, we stole $27 trillion. We can do whatever we want. Let's steal the military's death benefits. Let's take the pension funds. Let's do everything. We'll say it's to stop Al-Qaeda. Let's take over the web and everybody's cell phone with government propaganda. Let's put telescreens up saying, don't trust your neighbors. Yes, it's wonderful. Let's put fluoride in their water. I'm sorry, I'm ranting now. Almost every single neighbor that lived in the area, and it goes on, said that no one lived there. The CIA was next door. The Bin Laden didn't live there. Now it turns out the CIA was next door. Number seven, the videos released by the White House past week were purported to show Osama Bin Laden making Al-Qaeda tapes in October of 2010. Almost identical. They just changed a little bit of the color in the background. The footage first released by Pentagon front group called SITE nearly 4 years ago. Remember the May 2010 Washington Post story about the CIA admitted making fake Bin Laden videos? On and on and on. They admit they make fake ones, but we got to believe them. We make fake videos, but believe these. Those others were fake, but these are real. Well, hey, it's just, you put a different color background, it's the same guy. It's, the lips move at the same time. Give us the audio because it's the same video. Oh, we're not releasing the audio. Shut up. We're too lazy to even make new fake ones. And it's clearly a computer-generated character like Mario Kart-level graphics. I mean, it's a fake robot. And they released other videos that were old, re-edited ones from 99, 2000. That was all admitted. They released video of Muhammad Atta and the other main hijacker at the training base with Bin Laden 5 years ago, and then a year later admitted, oh, it was fake from a made-for-TV movie that aired on British TV 2 years before. They're like, hey, we have this good computer graphic we did of the simulating the two lead hijackers meeting with Bin Laden. Let's just use it and say it's real. Yeah, the scum won't notice. We kidnapped their kids and shipped narcotics in. They're a bunch of domesticated cowards who are totally gullible and will buy anything. Let's just do it. Despite the fact that numerous neocons came out on days after the alleged raid to erroneously assert that torturing terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay led to the discovery of Bin Laden himself, the supposed world's most wanted terrorist and treasure trove of terror information, despite the fact that he was unarmed, was not taken in for questioning, he was instantly shot in the head, according to the official narrative. Number nine, U.S. government has been caught on several occasions in the past decade staging military operations for the purpose of generating contrived pro-war sentiment amongst the American public. Jessica Lynch, Pat Tillman, fake WMDs, I could go on. Number 10, despite the fact that Obama announced last Sunday on live television that the world is now safer because Bin Laden is dead, his administration, with the aid of the fearmonger mass media, instantly seized upon the situation to terrify Americans into being afraid of imminent reprisal terror attacks inside the United States. So-called no-fly list to be expanded to trains and subways. Obama went to the Ground Zero photo op. They rolled out the new terror listing 2 weeks before. It's all scripted. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I want to hear from police and military. Do you buy any of this? And do you buy we've got to have random TSA-trained people now everywhere? That'll keep us safe from terrorists, but the borders are wide open. And now the Reconquistas are trying to break Arizona in two and merge with Mexico, and it's a minor footnote in Reuters. I mean, do you get it? Traitors took over America. Red alert, we're going down. And the government staging events so they can sick you on people inside the country who aren't traitors. Understand? Comprende? Got that? Get it? Understand it? Good. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air. I'm sorry I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No problem, Alex. It's an honor to talk to you, and I've got to apologize in advance. I am at work, so if I get a call, I'm going to have to go.
That's fine. Go ahead, sir.
All right. I just wanted to say that I don't buy a word that they say, and I think it's pretty much straight out of 1984 that they're going to be able to take over our phone media and send us direct messages.
It is directly out of 1984. If you're a police officer in the military, let us know. What are your colleagues saying? I mean, are they starting to get freaked out by this?
I'm trying to spread the word as much as I can, and there seems like there's some of them that are loosely aware of it, and it's sort of like a...
Well, Jeff, do you realize, because your phone's cutting out, do you realize that they're going to slowly try to federalize you and use you against the general public, not criminals?
Yes, sir, and at that point, I will no longer serve. Right now, I'm just in to try and wake up as many people as I can and protect as many people's rights as I possibly can.
Are you in the military or a police officer?
I'm a police officer at an airport in Texas.
What do you think of Texas moving to make it the law, which it already is, but specifically that if TSA sticks their hand on your genitals, it's a felony?
I'm excited. I can't wait to enforce it because I'm sick of having to stand by and watch it.
And I know a lot of TSA folks write me and talk to me in person when I see them, and they say they don't like what's happening. The other TSA people that you talk to, are you getting the same thing, that they don't like what they're being told to do?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's two pretty distinct groups. It's, one that's, completely oblivious and have no idea what they're doing, kind of. I mean, they seem like good-faring people, and then there's others that just seem like, just like in police, they enjoy the authority and like to use it.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you this question. See, I like to use authority on bullies, on scum, on criminals, not on little old ladies or one-year-old babies. I have an instinct to want to protect them, and I know real warriors in the real warrior class, that's what you want. This is the parasite class they're trying to convert you to, and thank God you're fighting it. What about now expanding airport security randomly to malls, shopping centers, grocery stores, highways, train stations, which they're now announcing they're doing? I mean, even if terrorists were real, just randomly doing this is a complete joke. It's only designed for the public. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely agree. I mean, how many people have actually been caught by these random screenings and searches? I mean, they're completely unconstitutional. They're unbacked by anything. I mean, the Constitution says it has to be issued based upon probable cause, and there's certainly no probable cause when it comes to that. And as far as, I mean, yeah, even if these random screenings are out there, what are the odds? I mean, if every day you go out and you get in your car, you're taking a big risk that you're going to get in a wreck and die. I mean, that's just
exactly
part of life.
Exactly. Jeff, God bless you. We appreciate your service to the country and the republic and this great state of Texas. Look, I'm going to try to break this down briefly and then go to Matt, Scott, Chris, and Randy right now here in about 60 seconds. They're telling us torture is good. If they can get us to say torture is good, they can do anything. That's so immoral, so evil. It's only good for fake confessions. It's right out of every nightmare state in history. And they're flying their flag of evil, trying to get us to accept the evil. You do that, it's over. And then all the other checks and balances that make us secure, that make us safe, that make us happy, that create the engine of liberty, they're gone. Folks, if they can torture, they can take your bank account. If they can torture, they can lock you up and throw the key away. If they can, it's the same thing with hands down the pants. It's the same thing with just 5 years ago, Bush denied they had warrantless wiretaps. Now the government just says, we listen to everything without warrants. We watch kids at home all over their laptops. See, they're just doing it and then not getting in trouble and saying we can do whatever we want. And they're setting the precedent to hurt us all, to rob us. That's their criminal instinct. They organize crime that gets control of government is called tyranny. And it killed over 200. I just got chills again. We're getting so close, folks. We're so deep into this. It killed over 200 million people last century, okay? And they're warming up to trump that. Folks, I'm telling you. Matt in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. I'm going back to 2001. You say that you have sources that Osama bin Laden died before September 11th.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then September 11th happened, boosted the approval rating for George Bush, gets reelected, goes to war, Iraq. Now, Obama, before he comes in, he's a great speaker. He can be able to lie, whatever the public believes in. He gets elected. Now, he didn't do anything until up to this date. And they bring this in right before his supposedly billion-dollar election coming up. And he just does one thing, and now his approval rating is going to go up, and people are going to be like, oh, Obama, well, now he's good. And, I mean, this is just complete crap. I don't really understand.
Well, sir, are you a police officer, or are you in the military?
No, sir, I'm not either.
No, 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 no. Listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to let you go. We're only taking calls for police and military because I want to hear their perspective. But it is a good question. They roll out the new alert. They roll out the cell phone takeover system quietly, right ahead of this bin Laden announcement with the new fear to get it in place while you're scared. The White House advisors, Robert Shapiro and others, put out public articles saying we need an Oklahoma City or 9/11. We need some event to make people love Obama for the election. Now this happens, the equivalent of a psychological attack. First you get all happy, oh, we got him. Then they say, oh, sorry, got to give up more rights now that this happened. Let's talk to Scott in Illinois. Scott, you're on the air. Police or military?
How you doing, Alex? I told the guy answering the phone that it was a former Marine from the 70s.
Okay, what's your view on all this?
Well, I agree totally with what you're saying and how serious this is. Last weekend, at night there in Chicago Ridge, there was 5 FEMA Fusion prisoner cars on the train that went by, and I live right next to the tracks. I believe something's going to happen in Chicago because they have, you know, this little coward within the polling complex as a mayor now, and he has no problem creating taking away everybody's rights in martial law. And when I was in the Marines in 1975, we were told in Camp Pendleton by our instructors that the next war is going to be in Iraq in the desert, not in the jungles. So they've known this for a long time. And something sparked me that Jesse Ventura said about some weapon. I just saw something, and everyone needs to go check this out on YouTube. It's look up HAARP rains down fire on Iran. After you see this, it should scare you because the HAARP is going to be used for a lot more other things, including, in my mind, if you accept that microchip and you decide you don't want to go along with what's going on or you speak out against the Fuhrer, you have to watch the end of this video to see what happened. There are 150-some dolphins and whales that washed up on the shore that were cooked. They weren't just dead. They were pitch black.
No, I
cooked.
Saw that report. Absolutely. They've got all sorts of super weapons. I appreciate your call, Scott. Let's talk to Chris in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I served as an enlisted Marine and later as an officer and aviator in the Air Force. I want to hit 2 issues really quick here. That survey, the Marine Corps 29-POM survey of 1994 by Lieutenant Commander Ernest Guy Cunningham, where they would ask the Marines if they'd turn their – amongst other questions, they basically asked them if they'd turn their guns on the American people. Okay, that survey allegedly came out in 1994. Back in 1988, some fellow officers in my squadron, I was walking by the one of the hangars, and they came up, they knew I was a prior enlisted Marine. They came up and started saying, hey, did you hear about that survey that they're asking in 29 Palms about turning your guns on the American people? And I said, you're full of crap, and I thought they were just ragging on me for being a prior Marine. Well, I started looking it up back in, even in the late 80s, and I saw that there was that they were actually questioning people. So this survey was out before this Cunningham allegedly came out with it back in 1994. So recently we went to the Edwards Air Force Base air show. It was an hour and 45 minute drive through the base to go about a mile and a half. About every 50 yards they had officers, enlisted people, Army, Marine Corps, and Air Force personnel with submachine guns, MP5s, and CAR 15s standing there while you're going through. I even asked one officer, I go, are you a real officer? And he said, he was a first lieutenant. He said, yeah. I go, you aren't an RTC or anything? He goes, yeah, I'm a real officer. I go, well, what are you directing traffic for? Because I know never before did I ever see officers out directing traffic during events or otherwise.
Well, I want to be clear with you. I want to be clear with you. That's how this beta testing is working. Going back 8-9 years in rural areas of Alabama and Texas, we have the videos and photos. Some of it's in Police State 911 Rise of the Police State, and it showed babies having their bags searched by State Guard and National Guard, and now they've had Marines in California, not at the border where they're needed, but just searching people at highway checkpoints with sidearms. And I've been in New York, videotaped National Guard with 45s on their side across the street. It's in Endgame, and they run screaming and cussing in my face. I'm the enemy. Yeah, American slave with camera. Yeah! And they just run it, and I just scream back at the guy, and he's like, whoa, the slave isn't backing down. So they flipped out and ran screaming into a van. But, I mean, these guys could barely even talk. They were just, like, mindless, all just running around enjoying themselves with guns on their hips. And it's all just to acclimate you. Then the TSA is to acclimate you to line up. And the Kentucky Derby every year now for 9 years, they have checkpoints there. They don't use regular security when folks jump on the field after the race. That was always something that, you know, people did as a pastime. Now they have armed military run-up with guns because the image is they could be a terrorist. So everybody watching at the NFL, the Kentucky Derby, any event, military, military, military. And now they admit the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They admit in the Ottawa Citizen article in Canada, they've got a deal to use foreign troops. Not only will troops be used, foreign troops officially training. I mean, this is total tyranny. And they're trying to get away with it, and they're gearing up for the big terror attack they're going to launch next week, 2 years from now, we don't know. When they nuke a city or release a bioweapon, they're going to pour in foreign troops. They're going to march around lining us up and killing
us. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
You know, we've been taught we're supposed to be half-hearted and apologize to the government when we criticize it. No, the government from the top is run by a bunch of hardcore crooks who competed with each other to get up there into the positions of power. And they're destroying our way of life. They're getting rid of that hedge of protection, due process, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and trying to forge us into this corrupt empire. In fact, I've rarely seen empires this evil. I mean, this is an evil, evil bunch. And Obama comes and goes. Bush comes and goes. The evil just continues. I'm going to do 5 minutes into overdrive so I can guarantee you to at least get to these four calls. Randy, Adam, Frank, Kevin, and others, or at least those four. Let's talk to Kevin. No, Frank. Well, where's the caller from Japan? Did they just hang up? No, there's the caller. Adam in Japan, who's in the military. What's your view on now everywhere has to have TSA train people with hands down the pants to keep us safe? This idea of omnipresent security, it has a name, martial law.
Yes, Alex, I'm very aware of martial law. In fact, in my unit, I just need to tell you briefly that 2 weeks ago, I knew that something was up because my entire department, we signed release statements stating that we would not reveal any secret or classified documents from NATO forces, not U.S. forces, NATO forces. So if we were to come across any classified or secret material, we were to treat it just like we would treat U.S. forces, classified or secret material. And that rang a bell in my head. It's like, why are we signing this? Why are we getting this briefing? And then a few days later, of course, the president comes out with the announcement about Osama bin Laden. Things are pretty scary.
Are your colleagues starting to smell something?
You know, I think they understand that everything that's happened in the past few weeks, it's just too much coincidence. You know, and I have been talking to him about everything and about all the PSYOP that's been going on. And I think some of them are actually starting to wake up. You know, they see things. It's just too much of a coincidence.
Well, here's what you tell them. It's now admitted that most of the money in the bailout went to private offshore banks and that those very groups then paid money to our so-called media. That's treason. Okay? The government got bought off. We're being robbed. And they better really get it burned into their head that traitors run the government. I mean, that's a pretty simple thing to understand, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I understand it very well, in fact.
So, obviously, because you've signed those agreements, of course, they have people sign agreements that when DynCorp and Halliburton are kidnapping kids, they can't talk. But you know, those agreements are null and void, or they will come put a bullet in your head. All the military I know, the family I know, they say, yeah, they're training every unit of every armed services branch for civil unrest. I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Well, every training day that we have, we briefly go over martial law and what it is and the Posse Comitatus Act. And we're very familiar with the fact that Posse Comitatus is suspended during martial law.
So they explain to you now, Posse Comitatus is suspended during martial law, boys and girls.
Right.
And so they go, so it's a legal order. And then what type of terrorist? Are you trying to take on guys with turbans? Or it's just whoever doesn't link boots, right?
You know, pretty much the military has a loose definition of what a terrorist is. It can pretty much be anybody that is making a general threat against a military installation.
Yeah. I know my guys at G20 just tried to talk to the military, went to the public information officer, and then suddenly the police were coming saying, you're trying to blow up the military. And we're like, we had it all on video. It's in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. Anything else? So what percentage of your comrades aren't buying this bin Laden hoax? Just off the top of your head. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.